Well, hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. You know, when I was younger and living with my parents, sometimes I would come home from school or work, open the door, and be greeted by a strong and terrible smell. My mom was making dinner. No. That's not what smelled bad. She made delicious dinners. But sometimes she would use vinegar in her cooking. Yes, tsu. And that was the strong and terrible smell that was filling the house. So the title of our lesson today is White Vinegar and Its Amazing Uses. Of course, not everyone hates the smell of vinegar. If you think the smell is okay, and you love finding different uses for things, then today's lesson is for you. So besides cooking, what is vinegar good for? Today we're going to learn for wrinkles and cleaning, for clogged pipes, and for pets' ears. Yes, pets' ears. How so? We're going to find out. Open up your magazine and let's begin.
White vinegar and its amazing uses. This common food item is not just for the kitchen anymore. Most of us lead busy lives and appreciate anything that makes them easier. Vinegar, a common kitchen item, provides easy solutions for many problems. For wrinkles, spray your clothes with a mixture of 1 part vinegar to 3 parts water. Wait a couple of minutes and watch the wrinkles disappear. For cleaning, vinegar is a very effective glass cleaner. Mix 1 part water to 1 part vinegar. Spray glass surfaces and wipe clean.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 vinegar 这个名词。Vinegar 是指醋。例如 ，adding vinegar to the water can make hard-boiled eggs easier to peel。加醋到水里可以让全熟的水煮蛋比较容易剥壳。或者是 ，Mom loves to dip her bread into olive oil and a bit of vinegar。妈妈喜欢用橄榄油加一点点醋来沾面包。或者是 this flavored vinegar is perfect for making salad dressing. 这种调味醋特别适合做沙拉酱。继续我们看 wrinkle 这个名词。Wrinkle 是指皱纹或皱褶。例如 the pants were made of a wrinkle-free fabric. 这条裤子是用一种防皱布料做的。或者是 the cream claims to smooth fine wrinkles in just 4 weeks.这种面霜宣称能够只需要4周就可以抚平肌肤上的细纹。Wrinkle 也可以当动词，意思是使变皱或者是使起皱纹。例如 ,years of hardship wrinkled the woman's face, making her look 10 years older than she is. 多年来的辛苦度日让这个女人的脸部都有了皱纹，让她看起来比实际上老了10岁。
Do you like the smell of vinegar?
I love salt and vinegar chips.
What?
Salt and vinegar chips.
Oh!
Those are chips that have salt on them and some vinegar. They smell so good.
Wait, they taste good?
Mm-hmm.
I don't really remember what they smell like too much.
Kind of smells like vinegar and salt.
Vinegar and salt.
Yeah.
Right. Well, what about when you're... do you ever cook with vinegar, Rebecca?
I do, actually. I cook with vinegar, and one of my favorite snacks is olive oil and vinegar. You kind of mix them together, and then you take some bread and dip it into it.
You're thinking of balsamic vinegar.
Oh.
Balsamic vinegar.
Yes, I am.
That's like that kind of black hay tool, right? But in our lesson, we're learning about white vinegar. Yeah. Do you ever cook with white vinegar?
Actually, not so often.I typically cook with balsamic vinegar when I cook with vinegar.
All right. Well, friends, there are different kinds of vinegar. And as we're learning today, there are different uses for white vinegar. It has amazing uses. And we read, this common food is not just for the kitchen anymore. So it's not just for your cooking anymore.
We read, most of us lead busy lives and appreciate anything that makes them easier. Let's talk about this phrase, to lead a busy life. This just means that you have a lot to do. There's a lot going on. You are a very busy person.
Right. So how do you lead a busy life? Maybe you have a full-time job, or maybe you have two full-time jobs, or maybe you don't have any job, but you are a parent and you're always taking care of kids. You lead a busy life. Your schedule is always packed, doing lots of different things. You lead a busy life. Rebecca, do you feel like you lead a busy life?
Yes, actually, I do feel like I lead a busy life. Actually, I feel like my life has gotten busier since I moved here to Taiwan than it was back in the States. How's that possible?
Is that because you have more responsibilities at church?
More responsibilities at church, that's what it is. Well, you know, working full-time and then being involved with church and then trying to have a social life, very important, you know. But then just trying to balance out life.
Right. So, friends, do you lead a busy life? You know, you can replace this word busy with other adjectives like maybe quiet. You want to lead a quiet life. You don't want to lead a noisy life. Maybe you feel like you lead kind of a boring life and you need to do something more adventurous so that you can lead an exciting life.
Well, our lesson does say most of us lead busy lives and appreciate anything that makes them easier. I think that's probably why the microwave has become especially popular these days. Maybe not as much in Taiwan as back in the States, but people just get, you know, that food from the freezer and stick it in the microwave, and then it's ready to eat in 3 minutes.
That's right, microwavable dinners or TV dinners, right? Everyone wants to do things very fast these days because, after all, we lead busy lives. Well, vinegar, a common kitchen item, provides easy solutions for many problems. And let's look at one of these problems. The problem is wrinkles. So there are different kinds of wrinkles. You could get wrinkles in your forehead if you laugh like this or smile like this often. But I don't think that's the kind of wrinkles our lesson is talking about.
Actually, Gabe, that's not the type of wrinkles our lesson is talking about. Our lesson is talking about the wrinkles in your clothing. I really don't enjoy ironing that much. You know, after your clothes have been sitting in a drawer for a while, they do get wrinkles.
Yeah, like my pants.
Yes, like your pants.
A little bit wrinkly right now. They have wrinkles in them.
Well, I have a solution for you.
Yes?
Our lesson says, spray your clothes with a mixture of one part vinegar to three parts water. So it sounds like what they want you to do is dilute the vinegar.
Oh, that is a great word. Perfect for our lesson. Friends, this is a great word for you to know. If you're trying to make some kind of liquid thinner by adding water or something else, right? Dilute or dilute. There are different ways to pronounce this word. So for example, if you feel like your coffee is too rich or too strong, you can dilute it by adding a little bit of water.
Right. And of course, you can dilute the vinegar and spray it on your wrinkled clothes. Wait a couple of minutes and watch the wrinkles disappear. I just might try that. And of course, for cleaning, vinegar is a very effective glass cleaner. Mix one part to one part vinegar, spray glass surfaces, and wipe clean.
And so, of course, there's the idea again. You're diluting the vinegar to maybe use it to clean some glass. Well, right now it is time for us to go to the
Info Cloud. Talk about namesake.
Oh, talk about it.
Hello, friends. Oftentimes, we see names passed down from generation to generation. Most notably, a parent might name a child after him or herself, or after another person in the family.
That child then becomes the family's namesake. This timeless tradition is a commonplace practice in the English-speaking world, both by royal families and in common households.
Okay, let's talk about this word namesake. It is usually a person that is named after another. This word comes from a phrase from the mid-17th century, for the name's sake, or, in other words, for the purpose of keeping the name alive.
That's right. When a son is named after the father, a number is usually added to the end of the son's name, depending on how far the name was passed down. For example, Frank Johnson III or Ted Lee IV.
The abbreviation JR usually stands for junior, may also be added to the end of a name. For example, Jack Sullivan Jr. When this happens, the father takes on the abbreviation SR or senior to his name, Jack Sullivan Sr.
Also worth noting is that not only can people be namesakes, but things as well. Although this is more an informal usage. Some tourists in New York City like to visit Donald Trump's namesake skyscraper on Fifth Avenue, Trump Tower.
很多人为了将自己的名字流传给下一代，就索性用他的名字来命名他的小孩。但为了要分辨父亲跟孩子的名字，小孩的名字后面呢，有可能会加上一个数字，比如说 Frank Johnson III， 就是 Frank Johnson 三世。另一个分辨的方法是在父亲的姓名后面加上 SR， 代表 Senior 年长者，在孩子的名字后面加上JR 代表 Junior 年少者。我们也可以顺便学一个字 namesake， 就是同名的人。比如说 His grandson is his namesake， 他的孙子以他的名字命名。 Namesake 也可以指同名的东西。纽约有一栋大楼叫做 Trump Tower， 川普大楼，它当然就是 Donald Trump 的 namesake。 这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Man, wrinkles come out. Just come out. Ah, it's no use. I know. I need vinegar.Friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning about white vinegar and its amazing uses. Yes, you can dilute vinegar with some water and use it to get some wrinkles out of your clothes. Or you can even dilute vinegar with water and use it to clean glass. Well, what are some other amazing uses for vinegar? We're going to find out.
White vinegar and its amazing uses. For bad smells. Soak a piece of bread in vinegar. Put the bread in a smelly garbage can overnight. The smell will be gone by morning. For clogged pipes. If your sink is clogged, mix a cup of vinegar with half a cup of baking soda. Pour the mixture down your drain and turn on the water.No more clogged pipe. For pets' ears. Mix together one part water and two parts vinegar. Put some on a cotton ball and wipe inside your pet's ears. It not only cleans, but soothes itches. The next time you need an easy solution, look no further than your own kitchen.
OK， 接下来我们看 clog 这个动词。clog 是指使阻塞或者是塞住。注意它的过去式、过去分词还有现在分词都要重复字尾的 g 再加上 ed 或 ing。例如 ，weekend traffic clogged the freeway system in LA。周末的车潮让洛杉矶的高速公路系统整个塞住了。或者是 the pipe was clogged with leaves。这个水管被叶子给堵住了。Clog 也可以指阻碍某件事的进展。例如 ,our discussion was once again clogged by irrational arguments. 我们的讨论又再次因为非理性的争执而变得无法进行。继续我们看 itch 这个名词。itch 是指皮肤上的痒。例如 ,the itch on my back is really bothering me. 我背上的痒真的让我很不舒服。或者是 don't scratch your itches with your fingernails because you might get an infection. 不要用指甲抓痒因为可能会引起发炎。Itch 也可以当动词意思是指发痒。 例如 the mosquito bite still itches after days. 好几天之后这个被蚊子咬的地方还是会痒。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So now it's time for us to learn about other ways that you can use vinegar. So first, you can use it for wrinkles and for cleaning. Well, this next section is called for bad smells. Gabe, do you like bad smells?
Rebecca, nobody likes bad smells.
I'm just making sure.
You know what, though?
What?
I think this is rather interesting.
Which part?
Because, as I was sharing earlier, I think that vinegar smells bad. Hmm. And so how can you use vinegar to get rid of bad smells?
Hmm.
That's just replacing one bad smell with another, right?
I'm thinking. Well, not all people think that vinegar smells bad. Now, I haven't actually tried this particular experiment yet, but maybe if you have two bad smells, like one bad smell plus another bad smell, they kind of cancel each other out?
Maybe that's what's going on. Or perhaps vinegar is not as bad of a smell as something else, right? Maybe it doesn't smell as bad as I think it does.
Well, Gabe, just imagine trying to get wrinkles out using vinegar. Then your clothes are going to smell like vinegar, too.
Well, exactly. That's why it's not my first choice. However, it's nice to solve one problem by using something simple like vinegar, right? And you can get rid of bad smells. We see here, soak a piece of bread in vinegar. That reminds me of last month's lesson about life hacks. You can use bread for lots of things. Here you can soak bread in vinegar and then what?
Put the bread in a smelly garbage can overnight. The smell will be gone by morning, but I bet the vinegar smell will still be there. But let's talk about that phrase, to be gone by. If something is gone by a certain time, that just means that it's no longer here.
And like you said, it's gone by a certain time, right?
Mm-hmm.
You finish this sentence or this phrase with some kind of time. We see here in the lesson, the smell will be gone by morning. Coldplay is performing here next month. And when Coldplay tickets went on sale, they were gone by the next day. They went up like that. People bought them quickly.
I guess they're definitely a very popular band. Well, continuing on with another example, you could also say, you better come quick. I'm sure that the cookies will be gone by lunch.
Especially if Rebecca made those cookies. They are delicious cookies. They will be gone the minute I see them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
They'll be gone the minute you see them. Very quickly. Anyway, friends, this is a fun phrase for you to know. Take some time and practice it. Well, let's see how you can use vinegar for clogged pipes. Nobody likes clogged pipes.
No, when stuff gets trapped in your sink pipes, right? Whether it's the bathroom sink or the kitchen sink or something else, you have clogged pipes. If your sink is clogged, mix a cup of vinegar with half a cup of baking soda. Okay, so it looks like you need vinegar and baking soda for this. Pour the mixture down your drain and turn on the water. No more clogged pipe. Well, Rebecca, this is good news. Do you know why?
Why?
Because there are many products for clogged pipes, like Drano.
Right.
That's a very popular one, or a very famous brand. But maybe you don't have time to go out and buy Drano. You can just use vinegar and baking soda. It does the trick.
As simple as that. Okay, so how many of you have pets? If so, this next tip is just for you. For pets' ears, mix together one part water and two parts vinegar. Put some on a cotton ball and wipe inside your pet's ears. It not only cleans but soothes itches.
Huh.
A very easy way to clean your pet's ears.
Interesting. Rebecca, you have a cat, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does your cat ever scratch itself like this? Well, that's more of a dog action, isn't it?
Well, you know, my cat, it's actually my roommate's cat, but sometimes they call it my cat. She definitely does itch. I've never actually looked inside her ears, but I should tell my roommates that we should clean her ears with vinegar.
Why tell them? You could do it yourself, Rebecca. You could come to the rescue.
Clean
your cat's ears.
You're right, Gabe. Why didn't I think of that?
Use that vinegar. All right, friends, so there are many different uses to vinegar. And, of course, I love these life hack lessons. We have another one coming up next month, I hope. But we read on here, the next time you need an easy solution, look no further than your own kitchen. Look no further. The answer is right there.
So, for example, you want some fresh oranges? Mm-hmm. Look no further than my backyard. I have several orange trees, and you can pick some fresh oranges.
And friends, if you want a review skit, look no further than Studio Classroom. We have one coming up right now.
A little vinegar on this salad, and it will be delicious. Honey, where's the vinegar?
Vinegar? Oh, check the laundry room.
The laundry room? Vinegar?
Yes. Spray a mixture of vinegar and water on wrinkled clothes. Wait a few minutes and watch those wrinkles disappear.
Okay, I'll check the laundry room.
Oh, or you might find it in the living room.
The living room? Vinegar?
Yes. It's a very effective glass cleaner. One part vinegar, one part water. Spray glass surfaces and wipe them clean.
I'll check the living room, too.
Of course, the vinegar could be in the garage.
The garage?
Yes. Soak a piece of bread in vinegar and put it in a smelly garbage can overnight.
And?
The smelly garbage can will be clean smelling after that.
Okay, I'll check the garage.
Wait, maybe it's in the bathroom.
Oh, why would the vinegar be in the bathroom?
Because you can mix it with baking soda, pour it down the drain, turn on the water, and no more clogged pipe.
Okay, I'll check the bathroom too.
And if it's not there, look in the doghouse.
Seriously?
Seriously. Mix vinegar with water and put it on a cotton ball.
And
wipe your pet's ears. It cleans and soothes itches.
Well, wow. Vinegar is an easy solution for many problems.
Yes. Look no farther than your own kitchen.
But it's not in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah. So check those other places.
Never mind. I'll just have my salad without vinegar.
Even better.
All right, friends. Thank you so much for joining us for this month's Life Hacks lesson, and I hope you can join us for the next one, too.
And we can't wait to see you next time, right here on Studio Classroom.